Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Can your savings weather an economic storm? There are very few physical assets you can invest in that are proven to stand the test of time. Gold has withstood as a valued form of money for millennia, and Birch Gold lets you convert a retirement account into a tax-sheltered IRA and physical gold that doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket. Text COAST to 989898 and claim your free info kit on gold. Text COAST to 989898 and secure your savings today.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Thanks for listening to the Best of Coast to Coast podcast, and become a Coast Insider to hear the rest of this fascinating conversation and check out recent shows featuring guests sharing stories about growing up in a haunted house that was possessed by an evil presence, a nightmarish encounter with a UFO in the dead of night, and the financial horror stories from those who won the lottery and lived to regret it. Head on over to coasttocoastam.com and sign up for Coast Insider to hear these programs and many more truly thought-provoking shows from coast to coast.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
What's going on with the military and UFOs in Puerto Rico, Josh?
Well, you know, the military has always had a very controversial role here in Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico was taken over by military force in 1890, I believe, in the Spanish-American War. And since then, because Puerto Rico has never been a state, there have been a lot of experiments done here. And we're talking about even experiments on humans with eugenics, you know, sterilizing women and that sort of thing. We've had all kinds of biological experiments done on animals. In fact, some monkeys were brought over here and put on an island in a laboratory. They were injected with all kinds of diseases and exposed to radiation. And then at some point in the 1950s, these monkeys escaped, just like something out of a bad sci-fi movie. And they either swam or hit on a boat and got back to the mainland and had been a nuisance ever since.
Huh.
Big, vicious monkeys. The fastest monkeys on the planet, patas monkeys, they're called, with big teeth, and they scare.
Are they more vicious than chimpanzees?
Everybody here says that if you see them, you better run. And so, you know, all I know is these and I've never actually seen one. They actually hired a guy to come here and kill as many of them as possible, which you can imagine a lot of groups out there didn't approve of that.
Right.
But they were spreading diseases, and they can be so tall that when they stand upright, they can be almost 5 feet tall. They can run, I think, close to 40 miles per hour. You got potus monkeys, you have rhesus monkeys. There has been all kinds of bombing that has been done, especially on this little island called Vieques, which is off of the East Coast, which has been very controversial, using depleted uranium and, in some cases, things that are outright radioactive. There are still some areas you can't go to. So all that said, there are secret military facilities strewn across the island. And I say secret in quotations because most people know where they are. I mean, it's pretty easy to find some of them because you go there and you see all the signs that say you better turn around and go the other way, or, you know, you get shot or whatever. And so the sightings of these UFOs and USOs have often been concentrated around these areas where the military is also active. So you could say on one hand, well, maybe these are just some kind of secret military craft that people are interpreting as being UFOs. On the other hand, that doesn't explain it, because you have these craft that do all these exotic things, just like that footage that I put in my report last year showing that object flying around the Aguadilla Airport at 120 miles per hour without a rotor, without wings, you know, dipping in and out of the water. You have that. You also have people who have come into contact with aliens. And what we have found is that since this hurricane and since the military presence here has increased, there has been an increase in sightings of these very weird craft. So if your listeners go to coasttocoastam.com, you'll see, as you mentioned, that Sean, he put up some images there, and there's one in particular.
Weird images. I can't tell if it's an airplane or a big bird.
Well, you know, my friend who is a native here, Investigator Ellis, he likes to sit around with these big telephoto, you know, telescopic type lenses and take pictures of some of these areas from afar where military are going in and out. So right after the hurricane, he was sitting at this airstrip, which officially doesn't exist, but you can see an airplane there. And if you drive by there and you know where to look, you can see windsocks and all that kind of thing. And here is this aircraft, an airplane, sitting there. And a few seconds later, all of a sudden, there is this big, bizarre-looking, towering object in the background. Now, all of this is near the Laguna Cartagena, which has always been considered an underground UFO base. People see these craft going in and out of the water. I've had many experiences at the Laguna Cartagena where I have had men in black type figures come out and mess with me. And so when you look at this object in the background, and you can see there at coasttocoastam.com, the object, it has this, it's tall and it has these little appendages that seem to be emanating from it. And if you look at that and then scroll down, you will see that there is one of many types of photographs, like the one shown there, taken by a man named Louis Imott, near that same site, that shows one of these weird craft from 2012. And it looks very similar to the type of object that is now being rampantly seen. And so there is this whole sort of conspiratorial underground here of people who believe that whatever intelligence is behind these UFOs or OUFOs has been working to a certain extent with the military, and that as troubling as this may seem, that this hurricane hitting the island in this way may have actually been influenced to create this tragedy.
Interesting take on this. Now, as far as people witnessing UFOs, are they seeing these craft?
Yes, people see them with their naked eyes. Plus, we have, of course, plenty of videos, plenty of pictures, and you see, this is going to sound really bizarre, but when I first came to this island and started interviewing people around 12 or 13 years ago, a lot of people I talked to, and I haven't found any of them who will go officially on the record and put their name out there, but a lot of these people believe that there are beings on this island that look more or less like humans, but that they are not actually humans. And this gets, you know, so bizarre that there are some pretty specific traits that are consistent when it comes to descriptions of these beings. So now, before I get into that, as wild as this sounds, think about some of the crazy things that humans do when they go out to hunt, for example. Some of them dress up like a deer. Some of them go out and do whatever they can to emulate, you know, being a duck. I mean, you know, we see some weird stuff. I mean, I was watching this documentary one time where it might have been National Geographic or something, where photographers were going out there and dressing up like hippopotamuses and things like that to get pictures. So if we do have some intelligent beings here that are trying to mesh, maybe they would disguise themselves as humans. But when I talked to people all over the island who believed that they had had some kind of an encounter with one of these false humans, the thing they would point out over and over is that they all have very small ears.
What has that got to do with it? That's weird, huh?
Well, that was my first impression. Like, what could that possibly mean? Why would there be small ears? Why didn't they get that part right? And everybody would throw up their hands. And I mean, I talked to people who had military experience who would tell me over and over about seeing these apparent people that they knew were agents because they had small ears. And it did occur to me that back when we first started hearing these sort of odd science stories about genetic manipulation, like the one with the rat, what'd they grow on the rat's back or the mouse? They grew an ear on its back, right? Genetic,
yeah,
is, you know, when they do genetic experimentation, why grow an ear on the mouse's back? Is this something that they needed to get right? I don't know. But I can tell you what, I have done expeditions before where I've been taking people to this, to various hot spots around the island where paranormal activity has been witnessed. And sometimes I will have these people who will pop up that will very clearly try to inject themselves, if you will, into our group and start asking questions about what we know and where we're going and what our schedule is and all that. And every single time, they have tiny little ears.
That's weird.
I mean, it's so bizarre. What's going to be wild, George, is if tomorrow I get 100 emails from people who listen to this saying, "Oh my God, now that you mention it, I've never thought of it, but here's this person that I think may be some type of artificial, you know, human
with little tiny ears."
With little ears. So the point being, however, and that's getting off on a bit of a tangent, but there are some very specific details out there which people on this island apply to the possibility that not everything that you see here is as it seems. And in fact, I just got an email today from a man who said, if you're going to talk about this on Coast to Coast, I want to make sure that you realize that there is a conspiracy about these weather radar dishes and whatnot working with HARP in order to channel hurricanes for specific reasons. And I said, well, what exactly do you mean? And he said, well, the NEXRAD, which they call the Next Generation Radar in Kaye, it was wiped out by the hurricane. And there is a pattern of these NEXRAD systems that happened to be right in the path of deadly hurricanes in New Orleans and New Jersey. And so a lot of people think that sometimes the government is specifically channeling these hurricanes in order to clean out an area so they can move people in through FEMA and other organizations in order to install some new secret infrastructure.
Do you think that's possible?
I think it's certainly possible, especially here in Puerto Rico, if you consider that this place has been in such a financial mess. It's been a money pit that's been getting deeper and deeper for years. all these people on Wall Street were saying they were never going to get their investments back that they put here. And so how do you solve that? Well, it's not a state, so you can't pass a certain, you know, types of laws that you would for a state. Well, if a big disaster comes through, however, now you get to bring in the resources of FEMA, government money, things get very complex. And so this could be a way of compensating some of those people who were not going to make any money otherwise.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern. And go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.